Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We're going to talk about something today that we've kind of hinted on before a couple times.
More than a couple times,
but we still keep getting the same questions every time we talk to people. So if we keep getting these questions, that means there's a lot of people who don't really understand them.
And I can understand that they may own them, or they're buying them.
Sometimes reluctantly.
But they don't know what they've got.
They don't really understand them.
The topic is annuities.
So let's just go to annuities and let's talk about them and let's see if we can't clear up some of these things. First of all, I'm going to make the statement. People say to me, I've heard it scores of times, if I buy an annuity and I die, the company gets to keep the money. No, no, no. It is not true. You have a beneficiary on your contract, and if you die, your beneficiary gets the money. So let's get off that right away. I've said that probably a dozen times here on the radio.
Well, there's a confusion between the beneficiary of the contract and how that contract is laid out. And that's where the confusion goes.
Right. But it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. But, okay.
First of all, I need you to explain what an annuity is.
An annuity is simply an accumulation of money by a life insurance company to be designed to be paid out for a lifetime of income. That is the definition of an annuity. In other words, you give your money, your premium dollars, to a life insurance company, and they accumulate it at interest, and down the road they will give it back to you, primarily designed as income. Now, you can take it out as a lump sum, of course, but it's really designed to be a lifetime income, just like Social Security. It's really that it's designed to do the same thing.
That's a confusing part, however. When you have an annuity, you buy this annuity, and there's different kinds of annuities out there. Now, before we get into the different kinds, as you accumulate money within this annuity, they give you options on how you can take the money out of that
income.
And you can do it over time. You can do it in a lump sum. You can choose when you want to do it. But that is the big thing. That's where the confusion comes.
Right. So you put, let's just make a number. You put in $1,000 a year for 10 years. You've now got $10,000 into that contract. Plus that annuity has been earning some interest for you. And so now let's just pick a number up and say you've got $12,000 in there. Now, what do you do with that money? Well, I don't want to take it yet. I don't need it. Well, then you just, it's called deferring it. Leave it alone. Let it grow. Remember, there are no taxes due during the accumulation of the monies. In other words, when you put your money into an annuity, you don't pay taxes until you take it out. No matter whether it's qualified, which is IRA money or 401k money, or non-qualified, it's always deferred until you take the money out.
And when you take the money out, if it's money that you just put into it, and it's not an IRA, but just some extra money you put into it, they're going to look at what the interest is or what you've accumulated on top of what you put in.
Right.
Then they look at taking out a portion of what you put in and a portion of the growth. The only thing you get taxed on is that portion that is on the growth side.
Right. So the tax situation, to me, is the complicated part. The annuity itself is very, very simple. You put your money in, you let it grow, and you go to take it out sometime down the road.
Well, it's simple, but it's not simple. It's not simple because there's so many different kinds out there.
All right. Well, let's not go there yet. Okay. So now most people have been, the older people are aware of what's called a fixed annuity. And a fixed annuity is simply the company declares an interest rate, and that interest rate is guaranteed, and it's going to grow.
But the interest rates do change most of the time.
Most of the time. But some of the old fixed annuities, they never changed. Or they may change now that most of the fixed annuities now, they change on a yearly basis. But you get your 3% or your 4% or your 2%, and that's it. That's all it is. It's an accumulation of money. And you don't pay taxes. Now, that's the difference between a CD, which you pay current taxes on, and an annuity, which you don't pay current taxes on. All right, you got your fixed annuity.
Now, wait a minute. When you take it out, then?
That's different.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. About 40 years ago, the insurance companies and the mutual funds boys got together and decided to come out with what's called a variable annuity. And a variable annuity is simply a fixed annuity with a mutual fund wrapped around it. And the highlight of that, of course, was you were supposed to get the stock market growth. Well, that's wonderful when the stock market goes up. But when the stock market doesn't go down or goes down, you don't get the growth. So they have had some great years, but they've also had some bad years in the variable annuities. Most of the big Eastern companies issue the variable annuities. I'm talking about the Prudential and Metropolitan, the New York Life, Mass Mutual. All of those big companies are the ones who do most of the variable annuities. Lincoln National is a big provider, so forth. I said 20 years or 30 years ago, probably if it was 40 years ago when they came out. About 20 years ago, companies came out what's called an index annuity. And an index annuity is the complicated one of the group, because that is the one that wraps the growth, or no, not wraps the growth. The growth is determined by the index that they're following, such as the S&P. And if the S&P goes up, you get some ups. If the S&P goes down, you get no growth. The beautiful part of an index annuity is that you'll never have loss of principal. Obviously, you'll never have loss of principal on a fixed annuity. You could have loss of principal on a variable annuity.
That's because the variable annuity has portions of it that are wrapped in different mutual funds. And depending upon the mutual fund and what's going on, whether it's the bond market or the stock market, will depend upon the return of that different portion of the annuity.
Right. So now we've gone into variables and index and fixed before. And then, of course, there's an offshoot of the fixed, which is an immediate annuity, which says you give the company a sum of money and they immediately start paying you an income for a period of time. It might be 5 years, might be 10 years, might be a lifetime, whatever you determine. And that is really probably the bulk of what the seniors get, is staking some income out over a period of time. Now, the question is, who buys annuities? Most of the annuities are sold to people who are conservative.
And older.
Because they don't want to run the risk of losing their money. And so they are a little bit concerned about, oh, man, I just can't run the risk. And that's the benefit of an index annuity. And a fixed annuity is they guaranteed by contract to never lose your principal, plus giving you all the options for income. So you may have growth some years on an index. You may have no growth some years, but you will never have a loss of principal. People take chunks of money put them into an annuity, and they may defer for 5 or 10 years and never touch the money, just let it grow. But because they do that, they don't pay current taxes, and that is very, very attractive to seniors. If I can defer my taxes for a period of time, I don't want to pay taxes for whatever reason. There's some real neat things you can do with annuities that you can't do with any other investment because of their guarantees.
Income, I think you should really go into more at length.
All right.
Because income is the side that gets people really confused. When you got an annuity and you want to take out income, they have the actuarial tables that would say if you take it out over your lifetime, we're going to pay you this much. And then it's over your lifetime.
Each person's age is determined within that mortality table when they're going, how long they're going to pay, because a 65-year-old person is going to get a different income stream than a 75-year-old person, or a 52-year-old person is going to get a different income stream based on your mortality and how long do you want it. You may only want it. We've done some things where people are 60 years old, they want to retire, but I don't want to take my Social Security yet because I want that to grow. I want that to get my 8% every year growth on my total income. So I want to defer that income till 67. Well, we've got 7 years. How are you going to live? Well, do you have any money squirreled away? Yeah, I've got a $100,000 or whatever it is I've got squirreled away. Well, let's set you up on a 7-year pay. So we go to the actuaries and they say, okay, if you take that chunk of money and you buy an income for 7 years, guaranteed, we're going to pay you X, whatever X happens to be, and then we can go to Social Security. So there's some holes that you can fill with annuities that you are guaranteed. That's the key to the people's. Obviously, you could do the same thing with mutual funds, but it can't be guaranteed.
And the one thing to remember is you do have a beneficiary on this policy. Now, there are times if it can be based just on your lifetime and say, okay, when something's done, if something happens to you, you're done. But most people will take an annuity and get a payout, but they take into consideration if something happens to you, it goes to somebody else. And that's where a lot of the confusion reigns.
For example, you might say, I want this guaranteed for 10 years. I want it all paid out in 10 years. But if you die in the 7th year, my beneficiary, John, is going to get that money for the next 3 years. Or you may say, I don't care. I'll walk away from it. Now, that would be something that the insurance company gets to keep. That just doesn't happen, people. I just can't imagine anybody letting a company have their money. But let your beneficiary have it if it doesn't get all paid out to you. Now, if you live long enough, you may exceed what you've put into that contract many times over. And that's the thing that so many people get involved with, that they get their monies many times over of what they actuarially should get, because particularly widows live so much longer.
And I have had an aunt who got an annuity. It was a 5-year annuity where it was going to be paid out over 5 years. And then if anything happened within that 5 years, somebody else would get the money. Well, it was paid out over 10 years. The company did not make money on her because she lived much longer than they anticipated.
What, did she live 16 or 17 years over what she should have
gotten? She kept getting the money, and she kept getting the money. And it really was very worthwhile because it supplemented her income and her Social Security and her investments.
And she beat the company dramatically. We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you have a question or a comment, call us at 651-436-3997.
The second number, 651-365-5000.
And we'd love to hear from you. Ask questions. Email us here at the station. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.